USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Roar of the waves crashing ashore in Santa Cruz on California's central coast. About 90% of everyone in the Golden State's under a flood watch as rainfall totals hit as much as 2 feet over the past 2 days. It's not so bad in the city of Santa Barbara for now, according to Mayor Randy Rouse.
Our most urgent concern is actually at this point in time is cleaning up and preparing for the next wave that's coming in probably Saturday.
In the meantime, evacuation orders are up all over the state. Several major roads have been closed. One person's confirmed dead because of this latest storm. Four people were rescued when a sinkhole swallowed two cars last night in Los Angeles. Kevin McCarthy's making good on campaign promises. The House Speaker is kicking Democrats Adam Schiff, Ilhan Omar, and Eric Swalwell off their top committee assignments. Also, Texas Republican Dan Crenshaw is not getting the committee he wanted, Homeland Security. Last week, Crenshaw called Republicans who opposed McCarthy's speaker bid terrorists. New York Republican George Santos got his committee assignments, even as Democrats filed a complaint with the Ethics Committee on the whole Santos controversy.
Well, you saw him seated last week. There were no challenges to that. This is something that's being handled internally. Obviously, there were concerns about what we had heard.
That's House Republican leader Steve Scalise. President Biden's meeting with the leaders of Canada and Mexico at the North American Summit in Mexico City and bragging about
the unlimited economic potential that we have when we work together.
The three leaders are expected to announce a new deal on immigration. The White House is commenting on revelations that a few classified documents were found in an office that Biden used after he was vice president. The statement says the administration's committed to handling the matter the right way. Streets of Athens, Georgia will be bursting Saturday. Fans of the Bulldogs celebrate yesterday's win in the college football championship game. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says an independent Fed, free from political influence, is the key to bringing down inflation. Powell tells an audience in Sweden that means doing things that are unpopular in the short term, like raising interest rates to slow the economy. The Fed raised interest rates 7 times last year. The head of one of the world's biggest banks is sharing a couple of lessons in how the world works. First off, Chase CEO Jamie Dimon tells Fox Business,
America is in very good shape. It shouldn't be like we should be afraid of our future. We're not. We're the most prosperous nation on the planet, and we probably will be for 100 years.
But to keep the economy stable, Dimon says, we must make sure that our supplies of raw materials are secure.
Semiconductors, penicillin, rare earth, certain lithium, all these things should need to be friend-sourced so that you're not resilient on what might one day be an adversarial nation.
Friend-sourced, as in getting all that stuff from countries we like and that like us. Countries like Mexico, Canada, India, Vietnam, and much of Europe. When it comes to not-so-free nations, Dimon says we can lead by example.
Bigger trade, bigger alliances, bigger things that will help set the world up for growth, democracy, freedom, free enterprise, our way of life. And if some of these autocratic nations want to join, they may have to change a little bit.
The opinion of Chase CEO Jamie Dimon on Fox Business. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Maybe just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher love. Let's get lit.